Greetings again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our Middle Sabbath Wednesday. Middle Sabbath Wednesday. That includes here in Arthur, our 7 o'clock servant circle meeting. Amen. We're up to story 16 of our 24. Today, the raising of Lazarus. And we'll begin, should finish by Friday. So let's sink our hearts into the gospel and see what God has to teach us today. While Jesus was still in the land beyond the Jordan, he received an urgent call for help from his friends in Bethany. Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus loved Jesus dearly, and he loved them in return. He had made it his custom to visit them whenever he was near Jerusalem, for with them he always found friendship, hospitality, and true belief. And now Mary and Martha had sent a message to him, saying, "Lord, behold, Lazarus, whom you love, is very ill." Now Jesus was many miles away from Bethany, and it took time for the message to reach him. Indeed, when the messenger at last found Jesus, where he taught, Lazarus was already on the point of death. Yet even then the master did not hurry off to Bethany. "This sickness is not unto death," he said. "It is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby." The messenger went his way, and Jesus went on with his teaching. His disciples were glad that he was making no attempt to go to Bethany, for Judea was no longer safe for him. Therefore, they made no objection as he continued preaching and healing among the people of the land beyond the Jordan. Meanwhile, in Bethany, Lazarus grew sicker yet. And while his sisters watched and wept, he died. 2 days later, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "Master," they protested, "the leaders of the Jews were but recently trying to stone you to death. And you still want to go there again?" "Yes, I am going," he answered. "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I am going so that I might wake him from his sleep." "Lord," the disciples said to him, "if he has fallen asleep, he surely will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his friend's death, but they thought he meant that Lazarus was taking rest in sleep and was therefore on the road to health. "Lazarus is dead," Jesus told them plainly. "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may learn to believe in me. Come, let us go to him." Jesus and his disciples arrived in Bethany 2 days later and found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. A number of Jews had come out from nearby Jerusalem to mourn with the weeping sisters and to try to console them for the loss of their beloved brother. Jesus stopped at the wayside before entering the little town, and word of his approach soon reached the ears of Martha. As soon as she heard that Jesus was near, she came running out to meet him. "Lord," she cried, as if with reproach, "if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." And then she added hastily, "but even now I know that, whatever you ask of God, he will give it to you." "Your brother will rise again," Jesus comforted her. "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day," said Martha sadly. "I am the resurrection and the life," Jesus told her gently. "He who believes in me shall live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe that?" I do, Master, said Martha. I have believed, and I do believe, that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And when she had said this, she turned away and went back to the house, where her sister Mary sat and mourned. She drew her sister aside and spoke to her in secret. Mary, she said, the Master is here, and he is asking for you. Mary sprang up quickly and ran out to meet him at the place where he still waited, hoping to talk to him alone. But the mourners who had been in the house with her saw her leave and supposed that she was going to the tomb to weep. Therefore they followed her, saying to each other sympathetically, "She is going to the grave to wail and mourn." But instead of coming to the tomb, they found themselves at the wayside, watching the meeting between Jesus and Mary. Mary fell down at his feet and wept. "Oh, Master," she sobbed, "if you had only been here, my brother would not have died." Now she was saying the same thing as her sister had said, but she was expressing deep faith rather than reproach, and a faith that was still unchanged, even though her brother had died. Martha had not understood what Jesus had meant when he talked of resurrection, even though he had explained it to her. But Mary knew, even without being told, that Jesus could still help them if he wished. The one thing she could not know was whether or not it was the Father's will that Lazarus might be saved. In spite of her great faith, therefore, she sorrowed and wept bitterly. And the Jews who had followed her were weeping bitterly as well. Jesus himself was deeply moved by their sorrow and by the thought of the many people of Israel who did not have Mary's faith and would not rise again in the resurrection of the last day to enjoy eternal life. But the immediate problem was not one of eternal life. It was the earthly death of a man who had believed in God the Father and in Jesus the Son. While Jesus groaned within himself and his heart was troubled by his thoughts, he was not so troubled that he could not do what he had come to do. "Where have you laid him?" he asked the weeping woman. "Come and see, Lord," Mary said. She and the mourners led him to the grave. Martha, watching from the house, saw the distant procession straggling toward the burial place, and she stopped her work to follow it. Jesus still wept for Mary and Martha in their sorrow, for the grieving friends of Lazarus, and for all those who would not rise again. And the mourner saw his tears. "See how much he loved Lazarus," they whispered to each other. But others said, "Could not this man, who has opened the eyes of the blind and done even more wonderful things, have prevented Lazarus from dying?" Jesus again groaned within himself and walked up to the tomb. It was a cave, and a heavy stone lay against it for a door. Mourners crowded around. Martha hurried from behind and joined them, wondering what Jesus could possibly do now. "Take away the stone," said Jesus. And that will conclude our first segment of the raising of Lazarus. We'll continue right where we left off. "Take away the stone," said Jesus, and we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Until then, be blessed, be joyful, be in Christ.